Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We are wrapping up our trip around the NFC South in Carolina. Panthers pregame host on WFNZ in Charlotte, also sports director for WCNC-TV, Nick Carboni joining us. Nick, how the heck's it going, man? What you up to?
Just got done with rookie minicamp a couple of weeks ago. Got Panthers OTAs starting up next week, and we squeezed in a little. So, got to see the greatness of Scottie Scheffler this weekend, so things are beautiful here in Charlotte.
Now, Nick, what is the fan base, and obviously considering what you have invested in him, Bryce Young? It seems like he made impressive strides in his second season, especially after he got benched early in the year. So what is the take? And you might say, oh, he has to have targets, more weapons, Xavier Leggett, the first round of 2024, up and down inconsistent as a rookie. Then you got Adam Thielen. What did the fan base say? Is Bryce Young our guy? The only thing I remember is when he went to training camp and he had that backpack going to training camp. It looked like he was in ninth grade. I mean, I'm like, no, listen, I'm a bigger guy. But I was looking like, man, I don't know. That's an NFL quarterback. I'm not trying to say because Drew Brees was not big, but he was unbelievable. But what's the perception with the Panthers fan base and Bryce Young?
You know, I think if you took a poll of Panthers fans right now, I think it would be a strong majority of them that feel good about Bryce Young being the quarterback heading into the future. And listen, a lot of what's stuck in people's memory is the last eight games, but really the last handful of games to close last season. And, you know, he helped his cause even more with the fan base by having a dazzling performance in Atlanta and guiding the Panthers to a shootout win against the Falcons in a big game. It was a big game for Atlanta and Michael Penix Jr. And Bryce Young basically made it his personal highlight reel. So he's coming off of that finish to the season, off of that performance specifically. But, you know, if you want to take a realistic look at it, it's a small sample size in an NFL career. And right, the majority of his sample size has been bad. I mean, you guys saw it to start the year last year. And what really raised a lot of red flags around here was his performance in New Orleans, where he just looked outmatched, outclassed,
overwhelmed,
out everything. Yeah, and it was a totally different guy the second half of the season. So he is going to need to go out and from the get-go this year prove that he is the guy that finished the season last year rather than the guy that started last season. But he's got another year under Dave Canales calling the plays. Hadn't had that between years one and two. He's got another first-round pick at receiver in Tetairoa McMillan, who, you know, seems ready to come into the league and make an impact right away. And Xavier Leggett had an up-and-down rookie season, and a lot of people remember the downs because some of his worst moments were in the biggest parts of games, and he actually prevented Bryce Young from completing some more fourth-quarter comebacks. He had a big drop against the Eagles, had a couple more big drops. So, you know, there's no reason to think Leggett cannot improve on that this year, and I think they add McMillan as a little bit of insurance and a guy that they think can absolutely be the true number one. And Thielen's nothing to sneeze about, too. I mean, the guy's 35 years old. This is probably going to be his last season in Carolina, but he proved last year he's got a lot left in the tank. He's a very productive player, and he's got a great connection with Bryce Young. They also added Rico Dowdle, so now they have 2,000-yard backs coming out of the backfield, pairing him along with Chuba Hubbard. And the offensive line from 23 to 24 was night and day, so I expect that to continue as well. So long story short, I think you'd find a vast majority of Panther fans are on board with Bryce Young right now.
Now, Nick, I brought this. We're going around the NFC South. I'll look at Atlanta, looking at everyone, Carolina, the Saints, Buccaneers, and everyone wants that edge rusher. How are we going to affect the opposing quarterback and getting pressure on the quarterback? I mean, seems like it was a shortcoming without Derrick Brown. So what is your take right now, you know, after trading away Brian Burns? Where is Carolina at? Because it seems like Atlanta, obviously, while they drafted in the first round, are we going to hopefully affect the opposing quarterback? But it seems like a question mark across the NFC South.
Yeah, and that's an interesting you know, point you make with Atlanta and what they did in the draft. And the really interesting part of that here in Charlotte is their first-round pick, Jalen Walker, their first-round pick, is a kid from the Charlotte area. We had a camera on his draft party. Everybody's thinking he's about to put a Panthers hat on. Well, they passed on him. And then the Falcons traded up back into the first round. They traded a whole lot to go pick up a kid named James Pierce Jr., another Charlotte kid. So both of those kids are going to be licking their chops week three coming in here saying, these guys passed on me, and I was right there. And they're going to be coming after Bryce Young. So it'll be very interesting, kind of the overreactions the first time one of those guys gets to Young in week three. But as far as the Panthers are concerned, I mean, it wasn't just pass rush. It was the whole dang defense. It was historically bad last year. Everything starts with the run. They could not stop the run. Derrick Brown's injury in New Orleans to start the year certainly hurt there, but they didn't have any depth in that department. So they made a series of moves in the offseason to address the defensive front. They tried to go after big Milton Williams from Philly, but they were outbid by the New England Patriots, so they kind of pivoted, and they got Tershawn Wharton, who was alongside Chris Jones in Kansas City. They got Pat Jones, kind of a you know, lighter-type pass rusher from Minnesota, guy that, you know, plug and play, not a monster sack guy. And then they flipped the script on us in the draft. Like I said, everybody thought they were going defense. Everybody thought they were going Jalen Walker, and then they'd get the receiver in round two, especially when you've got a general manager in Dan Morgan, who is a Pro Bowl linebacker, right, and it had to be killing him to watch that defense last year. But he went offense in round one and got McMillan, thinking, I don't like any of the receivers we can get day two, but I do like the pass rushers. And on paper, they got a couple of pretty good guys. They got Nick Scorton in the second round, and they got Prince Umanmielen in the third round. They are two all-SEC first-team edge rushers, so they feel really good about that. They did let Jadeveon Clowney go a couple weeks ago because of the influx at that position. That's an interesting decision. I mean, the guy had 5.5 sacks last year. He's a veteran. He can still get it done in some way. But I think the theory is, and there may be two of them, is, you know, he belongs on a team with other pieces, and that may be more ready to contend. And also, we've got all these other pieces we brought in. We're going to save some money and hopefully go pick up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Safety.
Now, Nick, looking on the defensive side of the ball, looking at the whole NFC South, everyone's looking at edge rushes. I brought it up with Atlanta, what they did. But then also the cornerback position. I mean, you look at Atlanta, A.J. Terrell, then a huge drop-off in talent. Looking at the Saints, Lattimore goes to Washington. Paulson and Devo's now with the Giants. You look at the Buccaneers' lack of depth was exposed. I'm a big fan of J.C. Horn, but he struggled with injuries. But then there's nobody really on the other side of the field. So how do you look at what they've done from the cornerback position? Because it seems like across the board, there's not enough cover guys in the NFC South. I guess that's a shortage throughout the NFL. But whether you're a nickel or you're a slot corner or you're on the outside, it seems like the whole NFC South, damn, we don't have enough cover guys as far as the cornerback position.
Just seeing the scoreboard starting to light up. So that's kind of the exciting part of that in the division. We could have kind of one of those shootout divisions once again in the NFC South. But, yeah, J.C. Horn struggled with injuries. He put together a full season last year. He was out the last couple of weeks, probably something he could have played with if they were playing for a spot in the postseason or something. But put together a great season, a full season of health, made his first Pro Bowl, got rewarded with what ended up being the richest contract for a defensive back for like 6 days or something like that. And then the guy from Houston surpassed him. They got the same agent. So maybe J.C. owes him a steak dinner. But J.C., yeah, he probably is the top corner in the division. And you ask opposite of him, right before last regular season, they picked up a guy named Mike Jackson that Dave Canales was familiar with in Seattle. Mike Jackson, to me, and I'm a big baseball fan, so maybe this will go over some people's heads. You ever hear the term professional hitter? Like a guy that can get in there and get a base hit, right? Not going to do anything crazy. From a football standpoint, he's going to keep things in front of him. He's going to get his hand on the ball, you know, every once in a while and break up a pass, but he's usually more often than not going to give up the big play. So they feel pretty good about him. He's not at the level of J.C. Horn. He wouldn't be either of those other teams' number one corner, but they feel pretty good about him, number two. The problem with the Panthers is their safety room is about as deep as, you know, the guys we got talking on this show right now. I mean, they have Lathan Ransom, who they got in the fourth round at Ohio State. I think they feel pretty strongly about him. And, you know, they got Trayvon Merrick, a kind of a run-stopping safety from Las Vegas, who had some picks as well. They don't have that ball-hawking guy, but I think they're going to go try and find it. But that safety room is definitely more of the concern as we sit here in late May than the Panthers' cornerback room.
You know, Nick, when I look at can you stop the run and can you be – and every down linebacker for a second, third down. That was a great acquisition. We got DeMario Davis from the Jets. And to me, the most utmost player in the NFC South, the linebacker position, is Levante David. I mean, the Hall of Famer that he is, I mean, when he hangs up his cleats, I mean, enough is said. He's been truly that unbelievable. But you look at Atlanta, they had to get someone from the Saints, Caden Ellis. But I'm looking at where the Panthers are at. A third rounder, Trevon Wallace, 2024 third rounder, showed some promise as a rookie. We've heard of Shaq Thompson. He had turned, 31 in the offseason. But it seems like besides cornerback, okay, is there enough linebackers to go around when you look at that? Because, again, Lavonte David, how the Bucs might still be counting on him. Whenever you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. And I look at DeMario Davis, but there's nothing to write home about in the NFC South right now, the linebacker position.
No, and the Panthers are, you know, right at the top or bottom of that list, however you want to put it. Shaq Thompson was kind of the last mainstay of the 2015 Super Bowl team. He played alongside Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, two, you know, one Hall of Fame candidate, one borderline Hall of Fame candidate, certainly two Panther Hall of Honor inductees soon to be. So he is the, kind of the last vestige of that linebacker room, and he is out the door. They picked up a guy named Christian Roseboom, who I don't know much about. He's got a lot of experience with the L.A. Rams, and they're really counting on Trevin Wallace, who filled in for Shaq Thompson for most of last season with Shaq's latest injury.
Right.
And, you know, listen, he had games with 14 tackles, and he had games where, you know, he couldn't get near people. So he had trouble getting into the backfield as well. So he's still a work in progress. I think they're excited about him. But, yeah, they're really, really going to emphasize stopping the run, hopefully, from up front. And they're not going to be a top 15 run defense. They would love to be sitting there below the top 25.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't want to be 32nd again.
Yeah.
They've made improvements enough to do that. But, yeah, this linebacker room, it really hasn't been the same since Kuechly and Davis were roaming. And I know that's another thing Dan Morgan, you know, eventually wants to fix. Couldn't fix the offense all in one offseason. You can't fix the defense all in one offseason. I think that'll be a draft pick down the road. But right now they're just trying to piece it together and develop some guys.
Nick, thanks so much for stopping by today, helping us complete our trip around the NFC South. Have a good one, man.
All right, Nick.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
That's the Panthers pregame host on WFNZ in Charlotte, Nick Carboni, completing our trip around the NFC South.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.